I did not pick up a full understanding prior to that as what God will lead me into. Hallelujah. And then I came to understand that the devil works with persistency and perseverance. Not because he is powerful, but he perseveres. Not because he is stronger than the believers, but his modus operandi is to make sure that until someone falls, they don't stop. Or until their prey is captured, they don't stop. So there is a consistent and continual activity that they operate in to make sure that somebody like you or me loses our grounds. Hallelujah. We lose our grounds, and then
Amen.
by virtue of we losing our ground, they use that as an advantage to them. Hallelujah. And then when they gain that advantage, a child of God becomes wanted, and a child of God becomes a bit challenged. Where is Esme? Has anyone got access to her, please? She has to be here to be praying. Hallelujah. It's important. It is very interesting when I got those kind of picture, because I was dealing with one particular issue and I wanted to see how far it would go, and I was praying about it, and I prayed about it for a long time at tea breaks, on the road coming to work, on the road going to work, at home in quietness and all that. And I was monitoring things, because sometimes to get a full understanding, you have to get the experience of things, and then it pushes you towards the far end, and then you get the full picture what how the operations are. And one thing that I concluded in the whole thing was that the enemy is persistent with what they do. Hallelujah. Not because they are powerful, but because they are persistent and they are dedicated to what they do. So a child of God, you can't afford to say that you are making or giving room for the enemy. And again, another thing I want to encourage you by the mercies of God is this, that never get tired at what you are dealing with, no matter what complicated situation you are in. Never get tired until you get an answer and a full resolution. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will say it again.
Amen.
Never get tired of whatever you are dealing with until, by the grace of God, you get a full answer, or you get a full reward, or a full resolution at what you are doing.
Amen.
It may take you years. It may take you days. It may take you a second. It may take you months. But never get tired, because the moment of our tiredness is the beginning of the strength of the enemy to persevere. So what they do is that they push you to a limit to see how far you will go. And from that point on, when you get tired, then they continue. Hallelujah. That is why it is important that we consistently develop an attitude of prayer, whether at home, at work, wherever we are, in whatever condition we find ourselves. We have to develop that attitude of prayer. Amen. If
Amen.
we don't stand on our feet, they can roll over us. Hallelujah. They can
Amen.
do what? Roll over us if we don't stand on our feet. So please, with all due respect, tonight, I want us to pray on a topic called the breakers of God. The breakers of God. And I will start by saying that the enemy mimics the same phenomenon as the Spirit of God will do. And he showed up in the life of Job, a typical example of how the persistency and the perseverance of the works of darkness is. And so in the book of Job, chapter 30, Job began to I cry out unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Job chapter
Amen.
30, he began to cry out unto the Lord, seeking for the help and the relief of the Lord, and crying out that the Lord will come through for him. Hallelujah. We have heard it in many ways and in many places. And I believe that by the grace of God, some of us will begin to pick up these dynamics of things that has gone on in times past and use it to our advantage. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says that they tear up my path. They profit. Well, the other version, the New International Version, says that they break up my road. They succeed in destroying me. No one can help him, they say. This scripture is a very delicate scripture to just treat it with just a mere reading, because this is the cry of a noble man whose capacity at the time was more like a judge in a whole city. And then, because of the challenges his life was going through, he realized that every stage of his life was turning sour than it should have been. And none of them was as a result of his actions. That is one major thing that the church must realize, that whatever went on with Job, none of them was as a result of his actions. But the opposite is actually true, that a brother was consistent with serving the Lord, or the man of God was consistent with serving the Lord, and yet by virtue of the fact that he stood before God, the enemy never liked that idea, which means that his persistency and consistency in serving the Lord protected him and his interest. But within the sphere of his walk with God, the enemy also used that as a bargaining chip to also desire a way to infiltrate his camp, to sabotage his work and destroy all his defenses. But he tried everything, but it wasn't working through, or it wasn't going through. So the Bible says that when Satan gained access through the permission of God, when Satan gained access through the permission of God, these were some of the things that he was doing in the life of the brother. So they tear up my path and they profit from my destruction. So the life of the man of God, instead of him walking in peace, more or less because of the challenges that he was going through, others were making profit of that. So this becomes some of us, our reality, that others feel good by themselves when they tell negative of you to others. I don't know if you understand me. That, for example, somebody says that, this platform, don't bother them, don't go there and don't join them, you know, and then you also don't come. Yes, fine. But the prayer will still go on all right, you know. But the one that told you not to come has been profiting from your weakness. Why? Because you did not enjoy the prayer. You didn't come to pray for yourself. You never heard a word of God that could have actually built you up one way or the other, or enlightened you. And here, Job is helping us to understand that our path is of a great importance. Hallelujah. Our path is of a great importance, because the psalmist will say that, he said, the word of the Lord is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So the path of the believer, which the Bible says that they are ordered by the Lord, is very, very important. But when the enemy gains chance into your life by virtue of suggestions, by virtue of somebody talking you down, by virtue of somebody explaining negative matter or somebody's weaknesses in some area, so that it forces you to change a direction or a diversion to a different place. You never know what the enemy may have set on the path of your life, or trying to sway you from the true path that can build up spiritually. The enemy moves you out of that path and sets you on a different path where he has set booby traps that your feet can crawl in. And so the enemy says that his plan was to find ways and means to tear up my path. Hallelujah. So that the enemy can profit in there. And the funny thing is this, with no one to restrain them or to hold them down, they advance through a wide breach. So if there is a source of resistance, church, please listen to me carefully. If there is a source of resistance to the movement of satanic activities in your life, one way or the other, he will stop or pause for a moment to find other avenues. But because there is nothing to restrain him, there is no prayer investment to restrain him, there is no demands of the spirit to restrain him, say that, Satan, this is how far you can come, and this is how far you are going. You are trespassing on my path. You are infringing on my privacy. You are disturbing my peace. This is my home. This is my wife. This is my son. This is my daughter. This is my husband. Therefore, take your hands off. There is no one there to restrain him. So they advance as though they want to widen the grounds that they have possessed so that they can break your path. And the breaking of your path is to advantage them, to make them profitable in the things that you want to do. They profit in it. So your years of investment in the life of your son, all of a sudden, a strange young guy somewhere has gained mastery over him, teaching him how to do something wrong. So he said they advance as through a wide breach. Through the ruins, they roll over us, or they crash over us as if that there is no help. And if there is a weight, or if there is a weight of something rolling down the hill, coming down, if nothing is there to stop it in its track or momentum, the next thing you will find out is that it will come on tumbling as a weed, tumbling down the hill all the way to the bottom, and anything in its path gets troubled. And so verse 15, he says that terrors are turned loose against me, and they drive away my dignity as by the wind. So the dignity, people of God, these things that I'm talking about, I've told you that this month of April, we're going to pray some kind of dangerous prayers, okay? It is not, I want you to understand that it's not a selfish prayer or a prayer of trying to, I don't know the right words to use, because I know there are a lot of people have said all kinds of crazy stuff. So sometimes when you are praying some of these things, you prefer to pray them in privacy. You don't want to bring it in public for someone to say, hey, is that what you are praying? Yeah. If that is what they are doing, then this is what I'm also praying. So that's the answer to them. So verse 15 of Job chapter 30, he says that terror are turned loose against me, and they drive away my dignity as by the wind. A man can possess everything, but if he loses his dignity, he is as nothing that has been ever done. There is no amount of wealth that one can ascertain or can amass to themselves if they cannot hold their dignity. The dignity of man is what protects their investment in this life. And he's saying that terror has been turned loose against him. And the power of that terror is driving his dignity away like a wind, blowing away any good substance in his life. And all his posterity has passed like a cloud. How many of you can contain cloud in one space of time? It's almost impossible. It keeps moving from one stage to the other. And that is why the church must always wake up in the morning, in the night, in the evening, in the afternoon, every moment, in the driving hours, in the shower time, in the loo time, and every other time with the colleagues having chance of having lunch, and those who are not having lunch together. Every moment, you want to use that moment to say something to the Lord. Say, Father, you are my God. Lord, you are my God. Lord, I trust you. Father, I'm walking with you. I will walk with you the rest of my life. No matter what comes my way, I am here, O Lord. Hassan de Krapos, Vemando Emakamba, Lambe Korotosa Brandi, Lepre Karunono Saba, Ate Tolomosha, Matuse Krata, Imbarado Sabrandia. Let the wind blow, but I'm with you, O God. Let the enemy throw his arrows, Bahate Sada, Mashando Krota Labraso, Venda Yakita Tosa Bosa. Let my business, all kinds of trouble, but Lord, Imam Hakeba, Mando, Zekratos, Kasinda, Basha, Sakibadu, Sabronde, Ipa, Bobo, Zubros, Kavunde, Akrombo, Bratos, Sotande, Ita. Let men decide not to even support me. Hey, Karate, Sabrano, Likrato, Bashe, Sokavus, Sanda, Ipratos, Limba, Haka, Lukatu, Saka, Labra, Patabi, Koroma, Suban. Let them remember what I did wrong yesterday. Let them remember it and use it as a bargaining chip today against me. But Lord, Hana no kaba, lepe mosombra skevo, vendos kasimba ate, lapate karundaya lekratus, batus kasamba ata, atos shadu sabrande, lembo sabaneka, basudi akratus sabrande, azekamasuni makaba, azona makabaya ne mosa, ate maanta lebakuro, az. Paraba, Baroma Kuria, Aha Tolobros Cavrandia, Azen Tolobocaba, Azen Cadizato, Rabba Takibozuna, Aha Tolobros Sabrande, Shata de Cabo. Come on, can you stand with me for a moment and let's walk in the spirit for a moment in the name of Jesus? Let's walk in the spirit for a moment. Piamba Atos Sabrande, Ika, Aha Tolobos Sabrande, Ana, Aha Zunama Cabra, Aha. Sane kada ya granda ahimbro sabrondi ike vato masambra toloka alanti le dia praso vroske jato masande ia rapata zubo lembra skovonte imandoa ahantolo broska brandi aba ahantolo baukaba ahanzono mosa de kreanda jape kazunota ahanta bazumu kande ipra bazumbra sovroske Bate talo kadusa da landere krato moshe zatana masembranzoro zekande aparo dadusa bra basunke na musa mande la prato bosa. My dear, wake up, let's go, let's walk in the spirit for a moment. Epa mahate landolo katusa busa vandrote le kada yaka limbra sovros kaviona imbra sokama deaba rapana brosa vrondi. Yaba Limboro Santa Labraske Vo Abamba Lakion Dalabra Sudia Ahanzolo on Talaba Sudia Zipiando Umakumba Sa Rata Doseba Zeantolo Broska Vondia Ahante Majando Omazua Raparabrosebri Atos Kasanda Rakaba Tabram Belebatu Bimpan Bayaku Hallelujah. The Bible says that these men that tries to break our path and make life difficult, the scripture says that they are slanderous, they are haters of God, they are insolent, they are arrogant, boastful. The Bible says that they invent new forms of evil, they disobey their parents. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they are senseless, they are faithless. These people, the Bible says that they are heartless. I'm reading from the book of Romans chapter 1, coming down from 30 all the way coming down. Hallelujah. The Bible says that although they know God and God's righteousness, and yet they deny that. They don't have any place of respect and value for what God is. Hallelujah. The Bible says that they are people who cannot have self-control over themselves. They are without understanding. They are untrustworthy. Hallelujah. They don't love. They don't love. There is no sense of love in them. They are unmerciful. They are people who don't have any kind of feeling. They are unforgiving. And such men, when we are dealing with them, the Bible, some other versions say that they are even foolish. Hallelujah. They are foolish. They are heartless. They are ruthless. They refuse to understand. Such are the ones that we are dealing with, people of God. These are the ones that we are dealing with consistently. And so when they come into the sphere of our life, what they seek for is to break our path. Yes. What they seek for is to break your path. All the investment you are doing, they break it. They come in there and they break it, and they roll over our life with all kinds of speed of wickedness to make sure that every small good thing coming into our life doesn't even settle. So they will speak vile about you to your husband. They will speak vile about you to their sisters and their brothers. They will speak vile about you to their neighbors. They will speak vile about you to those that they can influence. But the word of the Lord is sure. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord is sure. And that is one thing that the word of the Lord gives me great assurance to know, that whatever swallows of wind that the enemy may blow to come and drown me up and to take me up and destroy me, my God remains God over them all in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And so the psalmist will say something. Amen. He said, though the floods of ungodly men may have been lifted out over me, and floods have lifted their voice. Can you imagine that? I'm talking from Psalm 93, verse 3. He said, oh Jehovah, floods have lifted their voice. Can you imagine floods have voices that can lift themselves up? Hallelujah. And they are breakers. They come to destroy. They come to break. But at the same time, the Bible says that the Lord God Almighty is also a breaker. Handei Shudaya. Mantombra skivros kafutayale. Briantolobrosaba. Hantolobosa. And here he spoke in the book of Micah chapter, I think chapter 2 or so. Micah chapter 2 says that I will surely gather all of you, says the Lord. Menano kemasaba and kratos. I will surely gather all of you, says the Lord. That is the remnant of Israel he was talking about. And it affects all of us. Hallelujah, family. It affects all of us that when the enemy has thought that he has had a field day in our lives and in our business, and he has broken our path, has blown some wind to disturb our peace, the word of the Lord says that I will surely gather all of you, O Jacob, and I'll collect the remnant of Israel, and I'll bring them together like a sheep in a pen, like a flock in the midst of its pasture. May the Lord, may the Lord regather you together in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord regather you together. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever Amen. Has been dispersed out of your life, Amen. Any advantage that has been taken away from you, any breakthrough that has been fired away from you, any blessings that is yours, and yet the enemy has confiscated it for years, maybe from the time you were born till today, the fathers that were there that had evil imagination and they saw your star, Hamon Nikaya, and from that moment they began to spit on your star. When they mention your name, they spat on your name that day, and from that time to today, life hasn't been normal. You are a forceful lady. You are doing all your best, opening every kind of door to be able to get an advantage to rise, and yet you are struggling, and the struggle is all over and consistently. But today, I stand with you by the voice of the Lord who is able to gather, the Father who is able to gather. May he regather all that belongs to you and bring them back to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I declare over your life and over our ministries, over the work of our hands, over the sound of our voices, and we declare in the mighty name of Jesus that every blessings that belongs to us, every breakthroughs that the Lord has marked us with us, it should be for us and for our name. We declare by the hand of the Lord that may it come back to us in the name of Jesus. The harmony in our families, the peace in our minds, the strategies in our businesses, the opportunities in our life. Surely the Bible says, surely I will gather all of you, O Jacob, and I will collect the remnants of Israel, and I will bring them together, together, which means that none shall be left alone. Hamas Obrasia. This is a prophetic word over our life, that none of us shall rise alone, but we shall rise together in the name of Jesus. For the Lord God Almighty is gathering us together in the mighty name of Jesus. The King of glory is gathering us together in the mighty name of Jesus. Nobility is gathering us together in the name of Jesus. If the enemy thought that they have had a field of day breaking our path, setting all kinds of wicked agenda and booby traps on our path, the Lord who is capable has risen up. He said that he is gathering together what belongs to you, what belongs to us, in the name of Jesus. And today we thank him for this great of gathering in the name of Jesus. Say, so I will bring them together like sheep in a pen, which means that we will not be exposed to the element, to the devices of the elements of nature. Neither will the element of nature and wickedness have any infringement in our ways. Hallelujah. There is a protection because we shall be in the pen of the Lord. We shall be protected on every side in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, I will say it again. Say, we are protected on every side in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says, like a flood, like a flock in the midst of its pastures, a noisy throng. And that is what the Lord will do, which means that we shall have a place of gathering. We shall be in a place of confinement, as by the hand of the Lord, not by the hand of the enemy. And we shall be protected within the confines of our God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Hallelujah. And the Bible says this, that I, the Lord, will make sure that these things happen.
Amen.
Oh, I love that. Hallelujah. So Micah is speaking of a great, powerful statement that is coming to our way. That so, and he continued in verse 13. In verse 13, he said that there is one who breaks open the way and will go up before them. And that is one thing that I'm happy with. That when I don't know the next step to take, there is a God who knows how to take the next step for me. He is the one that will break the way out for me. When there seems to be no way, he says that he will make a way for me. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord has spoken strategically, Mashando Kratos, that the Lord is going to break that way for me. When I don't have a clue about what to do, God is breaking the way for me. According to Micah chapter 2, verse 13, said that one who breaks open the way will go up before them. And today, I am speaking this as a blessing over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ, those who have come to the dead end and they feel that there's no way out, today the word of the Lord is coming to you. That the Lord is making a new way in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The breaker of heaven is breaking out of for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Opening up for you a new way, and he will go before you. And the Bible said that they will break through the gate and they will go up by it. And their king, Moshanzo Kanuma, Laprato Saki Barondia, Rakaboska Funda Adizava, Raparaboska Vrondiataya, Abando Kretolo Mosenda, Pashadu Kreto Mosua, Rekapa de Krata, the breaker of our lives. Lord, break it. In the name of Jesus Christ, breakthrough for me, oh God. Breakthrough for me, oh God. Shada Masunoka, Aprando Omosandia, Ara Parabroske Brondiana, Hika Masundiata. The Bible said that the breaker of Shando cables. the breaker, said, the one who breaks open the way will go up before them and through the gates. Mashando Kretosa. I'm telling you tonight, there is a breakthrough coming our way, people of God. I'm telling you, it's coming tonight in the name of Jesus, that the Lord, who is our divine breaker, who is our king, he is going ahead of us, breaking the way now in the name of Jesus. That anyone that seems to come to a dead end, your things, your family, your children have come to a dead end. Today we declare that a breaker break through in the name of Jesus Christ. Let a breaker break through in the mighty name of Jesus. Let a breaker break through. Badumba sumakura rata damiona antolobroska brasia. The one who breaks through goes up before them and they break through. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is the breaker of breaking through, then it gives me right to also break through, because he opens the way for me when I couldn't open the way for myself. And tonight the word of the Lord is coming to all of us. It's not only you, it's for me as well. Hallelujah. That all of us, we need the power of his hand to open some doors for us. Hallelujah. To give us another platform to rise. Amen. In the name of Jesus, to give us another Amen. Step to step up. Hallelujah. And anyone that has Amen. Stood at one place for a long time and your life seems to be mucking around yes. and you don't know what to do, today I am breaking the door and the good news to you, that there is one Amen. That is breaking the way out before us. The Bible says that he will go before yes. us, and then we, by his grace, will have the breakthrough. Hallelujah. I'm speaking from Micah Amen. Chapter 2, verse 13. Said that one who breaks open the way will go up before them, and they will break through the gate. Any gate that has held us back for a long time, whatever has been the reason why we have kept behind the gate for this while, today we stand in the name of Jesus. We are coming through. I say we are coming Amen. Through. We are coming through. We are coming through. We are coming through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are coming through. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are coming through. Our Jesus is ahead of us. He is the breaker of the way for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that he will break our fallow grounds. May he break the grounds for us. In the krata, make the way for us in the name of Jesus. Cause us to walk through the path that can lead us in the greener pastures in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, O God Almighty, to take us to the place where we can obtain what we need to obtain. In the name of Jesus, Kadusa Brandi, we declare and decree that the breaker, may he go ahead of us, break all the path for us, and may we come through the gates and go out by it. By the Bible says, their king will pass through before them. The Lord as their leader. The Lord God Almighty as their leader.
Amen.
How many of you are prepared to be led by God? Hallelujah. If he is the breaker, and if he is the one that passed through the gate, and make sure that I can also pass through, today he is with me. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his mercies and by his power, by his authority, that let him pass ahead of me and break the way out. In the name of Jesus, and give me access, divine access, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Sharabaran dolo vasuriana biambraso cabraso loketo in dolo lo bros cabrando lo bros sabrandia biande carada bossa brandia pasadusa brasco bros sabrandi. The breaker goes before us, family. He is going before us to rise to a place where we know that the Lord has made room for us, where we can call the place Rehoboth. If God makes room for us and there is no trouble with it, then we can call that this is the place where the Lord has brought us. He has made room for us. Most of us are confined. You are renting in somebody's place. You can't do what you want to do. Sometimes you can't even nail the walls. You know, you want to knock, you want to change the paintings, but you can't change the paintings because it is somebody's property. And you are standing there. Sometimes you want to do something small and your heart is all over the place. Today, where the word of the Lord is saying that he is the way maker. Hallelujah. He's making ways for us in different areas of our life.
Amen.
And he's creating new paths for us. First of all, he will gather us together by his mercies in the name of Jesus. And for sure, the Bible says that he will bring us together like a sheep in a pen, which means that there's a place of safety. And then the Bible says that in the midst, like a flock, we shall be together. So I can see you can see me, we can feel each other's space, that I'm not the only one who is breaking through, or I'm not the only one who is prospering. But the Bible says that he continued by saying that he is the breaker. He came up before us, and he will come up before us, and he will break through for us. Then we can also pass through the gate that has been broken through for us, and you and I, we can get to the place of a greener pasture in the mighty name of Jesus. And none of us shall be hurt by any means, because our king shall be our leader. Hano Shikabaria. And I pray that tonight the Lord lead you in every area of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Kasando Kia. May he lead you out of that business stagnation. May he lead you out of that marriage situation that is becoming a bit controversial. May he lead you out of that shame that is trying to knock on your door. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever it is that has become a situation in your life that you don't know how to express it, even hard to talk to men of God about it to help you in prayer, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, that Mayando to serve, may he open a new platform for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Isaiah 42 verse 7, it says that he will open the blind eyes and to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that are sitting in darkness out of the prison house. Tonight I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, in a confined place that the enemy has placed you for long, that you cannot come out, you don't know how to come out, you don't even understand how to come out. I pray financially, materially, socially, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally. Yes. I declare within your soul, within your spirit, and within your body. I declare within your sphere of influence and within the place where the Lord has called you to. I declare, may the hand of God bring you out. May he open your
eyes
and bring you out. The Bible said the apostles were confined in a prison house because their actions were not accepted in the environment. So the leaders of the city gathered together, captured them, and put them in a prison. And then they were praying and singing songs of deliverance. And the Spirit of God entered into the place of their confinement. That's the dungeon. And then the Bible said that the angel of God smote him on the side. He said, brother, wake up, pick up your mantle and your stash and your sandals and come out. And the brother came out. The Bible said that the gate opened on its own accord unto him. Hadem. Why? Because the breaker went before him. Hadei Shadi Kroto and broke out the gate. The gate that could ask that who is coming and said the King of Glory is coming in. So open up the gate, open up on its own accord. And then they passed through the first gate, the second gate, and came to the gate of the city. And this gate of the city needed to be opened because the breaker was with him, and the breaker had gone ahead of him. All of a sudden, said the gate had to open on its own accord, which means that the gate had a personality on its own. I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that any gate that is seemingly difficult to open unto us, may the breaker go ahead of us. I said, may the breaker go ahead of us. The one that opens doors and gates cannot go. May he all go ahead of us and open new doors for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And where our eyes, you know, when the apostle went to the other side, the Bible said that it was to him like a dream. Why? Because his eyes were still closed. The brother was sleepy. And so Isaiah 42:7 and 13:16 will say that the Lord, when we enter into fastings and prayers and all that, said that it is to open our eyes and bring us out from the prison house. So anywhere that we have found ourselves, there are a lot of people in different kinds of prisons. You'll be shocked that people are traveling, flying over everywhere, and yet they are in prison. It is not only being confined physically in a place with metal bars around you that are only that's the only place you are in prison. I have seen something in the spirit some years ago, and I was shocked that somebody is standing on the pulpit preaching, and yet the brother was confined in prison. I said, Lord have mercy, what's going on in here? So what kind of message is he preaching? How? And it took me a time to understand that the enemy can put you in different kinds of prisons. You can be incarcerated in your word, the son of your word. So a man of God is preaching and his preaching is going nowhere. Why? Because the words have been bound. The man of God is giving his best and his best is not realized or considered as anything. Why? Because the effort the brother is giving is bound, or the sister is giving is bound. A sister, a husband is giving their best, but their best is because the brother is in prison. Today, every prison confinement that is placed upon anyone and anything that is connected to us, may it give way now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May it give way now in the mighty name of Jesus. Any demonic prison placed upon anyone's life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, may that prison doors be open. May those prison doors be open. May those prison doors be open. May the prison doors be open. May the prison doors be open. I command it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Be open in our minds. Amen. Be open in our hearts. Be open in the sound of our voice. Be open in our actions. Be open in our activities. Amen. Be open in our finances. Amen. Be open in the name of Jesus Christ. We command every confinement and any solitary confinement the enemy has placed upon any advantage of ours. We command them to be open now. 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 Now, yes, in the mighty name of Jesus. The breaker, goes up before them. And they break out, pass through the gate, and go out by it. Yes, they go out by it. Which means that the gate could not sustain the ability to retain us anymore because the breaker was ahead of us.
Amen.
And that is what I'm praying for you tonight, that the message of God will lead you out and take you into your own promised land, that the hand of God will lead you out and take you to the place where you shall say that this is the place the Lord has given to me, and you say that this is where the Lord has blessed me with, and I'm grateful for it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord will lead you to your own place in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm speaking as a prophet tonight in the name of Jesus, that the Lord is leading you to your own place in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the hindrances of yesterday will have no effect of tomorrow in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 10 that they shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mire of the street in the battle, and they shall fight because the Lord is with them, and the riders on horses shall be confounded. Yes, the riders on the horses shall be confounded. That is, I'm speaking from Zechariah chapter 10 verse 5 to 7. Hallelujah. The Lord is capable of keeping us. Hallelujah. And everywhere he will make our feet like an army, that when we begin to tread, has shown the Kaaba, they will begin to hear the sound of a mighty roll of army coming in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, I invoke these blessings upon our lives. I invoke this peace upon our lives. I invoke this phenomenon into our dealings in the name of Jesus Christ. That men will look at us and see us as blessed and willing to bless us with blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Men will see us and look at us and see us as people with breakthroughs, and they will bless us with breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. Men will see us and see us as people with power and potency, and shall connect and associate with us with power and potency in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, we invoke the oracles of God upon our life, and we walk as mighty men by the word of the Lord from Zechariah, and we declare and decree in the name of Jesus Christ that we shall tread down on our enemies, even in the mud we tread upon them, in the dry grounds we walk upon them, in every place we tread upon them, we rise to our place of prominence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The place of failure is no more our talking point. We declare and decree in the name of Jesus that we rise in Christ, we rise in God, we rise in the power of his will in the mighty name of Jesus in this life and in the lives to come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Prophetically, because the Lord is with me, because the Lord is with me, I declare that let my enemies be confounded. Because the Lord is with me, let men be prepared to bless us and bless us well. Because the Lord is with us, and men see us and say that indeed these are the blessed of the Lord, and we want to associate with them with blessings in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is with us, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, whatever we stand, we win, we win, we win in the name of Jesus. I say we win in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Lord is with us, we tread upon our enemies in the mighty name of Jesus, and nothing by enemies shall hurt us. Because the Lord is with us, we declare that all the weapons of the enemy, we command them to backfire in the mighty name of Jesus. But for us, we walk in victory in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Lord is with us, may he go ahead of us, breaking the way out for us in Jesus' mighty name. Isaiah 49 verse 9 says that thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. Go forth to them that are in darkness, show yourselves, and they shall feed in the ways and their pastures, and shall be in awe in high places, which means that there's possibility of God bringing us out to the place of a higher place. Hallelujah. And tonight, that is the blessings that I have come to release upon you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that God's message is speaking for us, and his grace is leading us to the place of prominence. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Emmanuel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord
Are you
is
happy to
with
be here?
us. The Lord is with
The
us.
Lord indeed is with us. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming to pray with us tonight and to pray for your family. It is 8 o'clock here now in London. I hope it is 7 o'clock in Ghana or other places because we are in BST at the moment. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The time, I know the time was beating a lot of people, but the moment I sent the link out, it means that our time is due. Every time I send the link out, it means that we have just a half an hour to the time. So please, with all due respect, let's respect and value the time. Come early. Let's pray through and see the Lord working on our behalf. Hallelujah. This prayer tonight has been a prophetic prayer, because I have seen the Lord drawing a lot of people in greener pastures, hallelujah, on the platform. People's confined places has been broken, and now they have access. A lot of people are coming out and going up in other places by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
And so I want to say this as a word of encouragement to you, that there's a breakthrough for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I will say it just in case you didn't hear that. I said there is a breakthrough for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord has set things to work in your favor. And so please, I want you to encourage the rest of the family across the world, wherever you can find them, and tell them that our times of meetings are still the same, but then maybe your time zone is changed. Those of you in America, I know that you are 4 hours ahead. Some places are 4 hours ahead. And I don't know about Europe, in Belgium, Brussels, France, Spain, in Italy, Lebanon, and the rest. I don't know, in Germany as well. Anyone in Germany, we pray that the blessings of God will reach you out there. I have seen a very strong rout coming out in Europe, and it's like a sweeping flow of wicked agenda of the enemy. And the devil wants to destabilize the system and the economy, to disturb a lot of things. Finances are rising up. Financial advantages are being limited. And so people's lifestyle becoming difficult in Europe. Hallelujah. And so I'm warning you that you continue to stick with God, because he is the breaker, and he will break through for you to get you to that place. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Today is the 3rd of April, Amen. 2024. And the time here now that I'm speaking is 8:02. Hallelujah. PM. It's PM here in London. And I pray that the Lord will bless you with every resources that you need. Any redundancy that the enemy wants to create, because I've seen redundancy happening now. Hallelujah. I've seen redundancy happening. People will be without job, unfortunately, but not on this platform. Hallelujah. I said not on this platform. I'll say it again. I said not on this platform. In the mighty name of Jesus, not on this house, or not in this platform. Anyone in this house, the word of the Lord says that we will find job to do and business to sustain us. And so I prophesy this as a blessing to everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that may the Lord sustain you and your family. All those in Europe and anywhere else in the world, may the Lord sustain you in Africa. May the Lord sustain you in America. May the Lord God Almighty sustain you and keep your family going. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much for coming to pray for yourself and for your family, for the things that the Lord is doing. May the Lord help us always and continuously. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.